Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe and an amazing story about an 11-year-old who walked 1,700 miles just to see his Grammy. We have a brand new War of the Roses this morning, and as a part of our Carson and Kennedy talk with famous people, thanks to our Bella Insurance, we have a good conversation with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, and he shares with us the idea he has about NKOTB and a Broadway musical. You remember Antonio Brown, Kennedy, with the New England Patriots?
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. No, Carson, I don't.
He had a lot of problems. He got suspended by the league. He talked junk.
Big troublemaker.
He would post videos talking junk about the team.
I think it's coming
then
back
it would
to me.
Apologize, and then would talk junk again.
Yeah, he got arrested when he was here, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah, down in Florida when he was down there, somebody was making a delivery to his house or something. He came out brandishing a gun and
Is he okay?
I don't know, but so he got suspended and now he can come back in week 8. The NFL has ruled.
Wait, he's still on the team?
Well, so the Patriots, I think, released him.
He played one game here.
Yeah.
The Raiders released him, and we signed him.
Oh, I remember
And
now.
We were going to win the Super Bowl, and then he played one game, scored a touchdown,
yep.
Played great.
We were all like, yes!
And then a woman accused him of some sexual misconduct.
Now I remember.
And gone.
And then we immediately cut him.
Oops, there it is.
He played one game, scored a touchdown, and got cut.
And that is not the Patriots.
And so now we have a game on Sunday, you know, against San Francisco 49ers.
Hey, Garoppolo.
And there's some rumors. There's some scuttlebutt.
Do you really think Bill Belichick would bring someone back like that? I feel like that's totally against everything.
Here's the story.
Plays it.
Teddy Bruschi says Antonio Brown should want no part of the Patriots because the Patriots are no good. That's what Teddy Bruschi said.
Teddy.
He's not
no
wrong.
No team want a piece of him because he's not a good person?
You think it would be...
What am I saying? What is the NFL?
He says, Teddy Bruschi, and listen, he's on the inside of the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
He says they could use him, but I'm telling you, if I'm Antonio Brown, I wouldn't want to touch the Patriots with a 10-foot pole. He says, I say that because
Jesus.
This team isn't very good anymore. You've got a quarterback now that I've got to be open for him to get to me. Do I go to Cam or maybe Russell Wilson that can pass the ball and place it where I need it, where I barely have to move my hand? Which quarterback would I rather play for? Bad taste in my mouth from New England and how it ended, so Seattle's perfect. There it is from Teddy Bruschi. So,
wow.
I never thought Antonio Brown was coming back anyways.
No. Yeah, you never know, right? You never know. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
There's a restaurant in the Czech Republic. They had to close its doors because of the pandemic, only do takeout. So the owner let employees set up an electric slot car track race around the bar just to keep their spirits up.
Amazing.
Another survey found the pandemic has helped us bond with our kids this year, and we've spent a lot more time sitting down for dinner together.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years. In fact, although I feel like during the pandemic, we do it a little bit less because we've been
together. You're on top of each other.
All the time.
I'm not sitting down for dinner with you. I've been sitting down with you all day.
When I was at home, I'd eat dinner at like 4:45 just so I like wouldn't have to sit down with them. I'm like, we've been together all day. It's fine.
Yeah, now we have a pod. So yesterday when I got home, we have a second kid now on Wednesdays that's there. And I'm like...
So that'll be your working from, you got to work late day?
Yeah.
What is a pod?
What is a pod? A pod is, so they've
it's
split.
Like a bubble.
Yeah, they've split up the kids into groups. You have A groups and B groups now. When they do go back, like my son will go Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
The other pod will go Thursday, Friday, and then Wednesday they're going to clean the school. That's when they go back in.
Gotcha.
So we found one of his friends is in his pod for the same days of the week. So now until they go back into the classroom, she's at our house one day a week and Barrett's at their house one day a week.
No, one day a week off. Good for you.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to need like 3, 4, 5 Doctors are getting better at treating people with COVID-19. A new study looked at a single healthcare system and found the patients who showed up in March only had a 74% survival rate. But by August, it was 92%. And now there's a new app that's helping doctors predict which people are most at risk for severe symptoms. If you want to give out candy to trick-or-treaters this year, you should put out a purple pumpkin in front of your house. That's a sign you're giving out individually wrapped candies, and you'll keep the whole process safe and sanitary. A Norwegian official who was responsible for bringing daylight savings to the country has apologized. Says, I strongly regret that 2020 will be an hour longer.
Wow.
And good news for cam girls during the pandemic, business is booming. Men are now having cam girls play out their Zoom meeting fantasies, stop, like a meeting that suddenly turns sexual.
You've been bad.
You're all gross.
One cam girl says, and
your
I quote,
PowerPoint presentation is awful.
I think a lot of times people just eroticize circumstances they have to deal with all the time in life.
Sexy Zoom meetings.
Thank you.
Can't wait to start my OnlyFans.
A dad in Iowa made an insanely elaborate Zoom Halloween costume for his daughter, and it features live video.
What?
Yeah, I guess he's got a screen on there and everything. This one's kind of funny to me. I don't know if it's good Vibe Tribe-y or not. I guess it's good that they found this out. You know the study that found neck gaiters work effectively on face masks? Remember we had that? Because when the neck gaiters first came out, they were saying, oh, they don't work as well. And then right, a study came out and said, oh, they worked almost just as well. Turns out that study was paid for by a company that makes neck gaiters.
Obviously.
I thought they were the worst ones.
They are.
Don't wear those.
They are, but then a study came out and said they're great.
Check your sources.
Yeah.
Yes. Just because I could say a study any day of the week.
Sure. Always follow the money, Kennedy.
Check your sources. Correct, Dan. Correct.
All right, for our Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, if you haven't heard about this kid yet, he's pretty amazing. He's 11 years old. His name is Romeo Cox, and he finished walking 1,700 miles just to visit his grandma. And I love this story. So he hadn't seen his grandma in a year. And he kept bugging his dad, can I walk to see grandma?
Because there's no flights. They're not flying in and out of each other.
Okay.
And if you have a child at home, you'll know they can grind and grind and grind and grind.
Heck yeah.
And grind.
They won't stop.
And he finally agreed. And dad said, fine, let's go. So they packed up their backpacks and they started walking. They left in June. They spent 93 days hiking through Italy, Switzerland, and France. They found a wild donkey along the way to carry their stuff. They took a boat across the English Channel and made it to her house near London late last month. And is this the them in the
this
meeting?
This is the boy, yeah.
I had to convince them by eating all my vegetables, doing good and lots of homework.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back no more.
I'm proud of him. As adults, we can often learn quite a lot from just the simplicity and directness of children.
It would be the biggest hug almost I've ever given someone.
Good to see you, Ben.
Oh.
Romeo, I'm really proud of you. That's fantastic what you've done. It really is.
Yes,
well
thank
done.
You.
I'm going to give you a special squeeze.
And at the end, I mean, he just goes running towards the front door. It's the most wholesome thing you'll
ever. Donkey!
I've heard of eating all your vegetables as a bargaining chip before.
Right?
But never if I eat all my vegetables can I walk to England.
I'll go 93 days hiking with you. Sure, no big deal, man.
I can't get Barrett to walk across the street to the convenience store to get Lana Fresca.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Holly is in for War of the Roses this morning. Hi, Holly.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on with you and Robert? Why do you need to do this?
Well, I kind of just want to find out why he won't FaceTime me. You know, it seems kind of sketchy.
Okay.
What's the story?
Okay, so let's go back to Labor Day weekend, right? So I went up to New Hampshire. My old college roommate was getting married, you know, she had to reschedule it a couple times due to the Rona. She was finally able to, like, get it to work out. You know, everybody could get tested. It was a very small group, so it felt safe. And, you know, guys, I hadn't kissed anybody since February. And as a single woman, I was, like, ready to get out there and get on the prowl.
I feel you.
That's what weddings are for.
Yeah, exactly. So, I had a couple glasses of champagne, you know, maybe four or five. And I had my eye on this groomsman. He was, like, super flirty with me. And I could tell, you know, after a couple of drinks and some dances, we were really hitting it off. And then, you know, we had an adult sleepover.
I appreciate you keeping it PG-13.
Yeah. But we have really hit it off. We've been talking the last couple months, but every single time I try to, like, FaceTime him and see him face to face, he comes up with some excuse why he can't.
Hmm.
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't trust people that won't pick up a FaceTime like that. You know?
Yeah, maybe but he just wanted a one-time thing.
But they've been texting, she said. They've been talking.
We've been texting, and he's super flirty with me, and it's, I mean, honestly, I haven't dated in a while, but it seems legit.
Well, it'd be awkward if his wife saw you.
What?
I mean, if he's married, right? I mean, what else could it be?
Well, yeah, I don't think he's married. He was there alone. He didn't have a ring on or anything.
All right. Well, let's find out then. So his name, Kennedy, is Robert.
All right.
And be very quiet while all of this unfolds, okay, Holly? Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company and offer up a dozen long-stemmed red roses, okay? Shelly, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Robert?
That's him.
Hi, Robert. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Wait, sends roses?
We do.
Okay. I thought that'd be like a Valentine's Day thing or something.
Roses are good all year long.
Yeah, sure.
Are you ready?
I mean, they die in my presence, but you know.
All right. Well, then let's just get started. I need a name for the card.
Oh, so I can like send them to not just me.
Not just you. No, the idea is for you to send them to someone that you know you love or something like that.
Oh, that's actually a sweet deal then. Yeah, can you send them to Elizabeth?
Sure. And what would you like the card to say to Elizabeth?
Let's see. How about... give me a second.
Okay.
10 years married. This is good. Yeah, 10 years married. Lifetime to go. Happy anniversary, baby.
10 years. That is a lot of years.
Yeah. No, it is. It's rare nowadays to find a loyal woman, you know what I mean? I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, you are.
Wait, what the f***?
Hello?
Are you... Robert, who the hell is Elizabeth? You're married?
Holly, hang
Hello?
On.
Wait.
Hang on a second, Holly. Robert.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. It's called War of the Roses. And that's Holly,
man.
The girl you hooked up with at the wedding.
Yeah, that you hooked up on the wedding, and you've been texting me like we were going to hook up again. Like, you're a f***ing piece of garbage. Would you take off your wedding ring and leave your wife at home so you could go on a guy's weekend and just flood it up?
No, come on. It's not what you think it is.
What else could I possibly think it is? You said 10 years of marriage.
Yeah, look, I'm sending them to my sister. Because she's celebrating her anniversary with her husband. You know, I just wanted to do... Yeah, I want to do... Don't freak out. Come on, it's fine. I just want to do something nice for them.
Do you call your sister baby? You're f***ing unbelievable. Oh, my God. You're such a slimeball. And, you know, the first red flag, not wanting to FaceTime me, but the second red flag, 32-year-old man that has Snapchat, that just screams sleazeball.
Where's the lie?
Wow.
Holly is my hero.
No, come on. You guys are... I already told you what it is. This is.
All right, I'm hanging up on him. Holly, I hung up on Robert. I'm sorry. I couldn't take any more of his garbage.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Now I'm just going to go find his wife on Facebook and tell her what happened.
Yay!
Oh.
Off you go, girl.
Skeegee.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to find out this way, Holly.
Hey, it's better than finding out later. Ugh.
Right.
I'm disgusted by this.
All right.
Bye, girl.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right, bye. She really had a good attitude about it.
Whole lot of 32-year-old guys are deleting their Snapchats after this one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. I like that, Kennedy.
I like it a great deal. Thank you. Can you play it all day long?
We had a chance to speak with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, part of Carson and Kennedy's Talk with Famous People, brought to you by Arbel Insurance, and you're going to hear that this morning.
Joey.
He's doing awesome. He's doing great. You know, he's been around a lot.
He's a like quadruple, quintuple threat.
He does it all. He's acting,
TV, Broadway,
right?
Movies,
all
whatever.
Of it. Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Oh, and he sings too. Just
yeah. Oh, by the way, writes and performs. And, yeah, he's doing good. You know, he's been spending a lot of time here. He's got, you know, he's family and house. I think still in JP, and I think he has a place on the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And so while he lives and works in New
he
York
does a lot
and LA,
of charity work here too.
Yeah, so I feel like he's around a lot. Uh-huh. And so we talked a little bit about that. The new song comes out tomorrow, and they ended up kind of doing an homage to a street in JP. So the whole video is shot on the street he grew up on, I guess, in Jamaica Plain.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we'll have that interview coming up at 7:15 this morning. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So if you've been looking at Ariana Grande's social medias, you would see that she had posted not one but two countdowns.
Yes.
With the word positions. And one of those countdowns was for Friday, suspecting it was a new single. And that is true. She says, position single tomorrow night, 10:23, pre-sale now. And if you'd like a little bit of tease, here it is. People putting out the teasers lately, it's garbage.
I clicked on her Instagram yesterday and I said, what?
Did she record the new album underwater?
That's what I was wondering,
I'm
Dan.
Over the teaser for the thing. They do this in the movies now, too.
What do you mean?
You get a teaser for the trailer. Stop.
Well, she's not going to release the trailer. She's going to release the song.
I know, but just don't. I don't need a teaser for a movie trailer. The trailer is the teaser.
But if you give me a teaser, like, make it the hook.
Right. Just give me something. So.
But in any event, I'm sure we'll have it on the Judgment Zone tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
So here it is.
There's not on a tin can.
I saw the artwork, too, where it's just like her midsection. She's wearing like a half shirt.
Her belly button,
did you see that?
Of course.
Yeah. It's going to be sexual in nature.
The thing is it was right side up. You know, everything she's been doing has been upside down or sideways for years.
Well, she switched its positions, Carson.
Okay,
what position
so she's repositioned from upside down. Did you guys not know that? Like,
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Her
Sweetener album cover was her upside down. Everything was upside down. But she's just switching it up.
Yeah,
she did it for everything. She did it for that. This is new. This is different.
This is
We're
new Ari.
Along.
Same ponytail, right?
No, she switched that up too.
Once.
Lady Gaga made
I
her
I think
too.
We should all do the rest of the show like Ariana Grande. Cover your microphone.
I can't wait to hear this new single from the teacher from Charlie Brown.
Justin Bieber recently released the emotional video for his latest single, Lonely, featuring Benny Blanco, and they're now giving fans a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the clip. And I have to tell you, that video, it gets you in a place.
Yeah,
that's good.
And here's Justin talking about the young actor who portrayed him.
It's honestly so cool to see a younger version of myself played by no other than Jacob Tremblay, who is one of my favorite young actors. It's just so cool to see the perspective of how I felt when I was that age and not knowing what was to come. This has definitely been super emotional to watch.
Seriously, I still can't believe I say this all the time. I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
Jacob Tremblay in like Justin's purple sweatshirt with the white leather jacket over it. I was like, me, 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 me.
Did you see the performance on SNL?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
And so when they got done doing that song and him just down, you could see he broke down at the end of that.
Both of those performances he did. The first one, he was on his almost hands on his knees.
Right. He was like, so overwhelmed.
Just, you know, I don't know if he was praying or crying or whatever,
right.
But it was really something to watch. Again, so, I can't believe I'm saying this out of my mouth.
And that song has Benny Blanco. And I just got an email. We're going to have him on the show at some point in the very near future.
No way.
Yes.
I love him.
Yeah. So you want to do the interview?
Sure.
You want to be involved?
I love Benny Blanco.
All right. I will reach out to his people.
100%.
See if I can slide
work.
You into the Zoom. You know,
Thank
Zoom, you.
You
can only have so many people.
It's just me in the corner. I'm like, hey, big fan.
We'll make your window really small, you know, in the
it's
Zoom.
Like that girl, okay.
It'll be me and Kennedy, and then I'll, way in the top right corner. Is that what is that? Oh, that's Annie.
Don't mind her. She's just here.
And the new Borat movie, the sequel, is coming out tomorrow. And Rudy Giuliani is in a bit of trouble, it seems, or at least so we're saying.
Yeah.
He agreed to be interviewed in a hotel room by what he thought was a conservative news outlet. But the interviewer was really the actress portraying Borat's daughter in the film. So in the interview, she suggests they go back to the bedroom for a drink. So she's removed his microphone, his library microphone.
Sure.
After which, Rudy lays back on the bed. and seemingly puts his hands down his pants. And it's at this point that Borat bursts in the room in like a pink lingerie and tutu saying, she's 15, she's too old for you. The scene was filmed back in July, and you might recall back in July when it happened, Rudy called the cops because somebody comed into his hotel room yelling and screaming. It would scare you. I've called the cops too, I'm sure. In a radio interview, Rudy says he was not reaching in his pants to do whatever. He was tucking his shirt back in because it came out when the microphone was taken off. He said, I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. He also tweeted, at no time before, during, or after the interview, was I ever inappropriate? If Sacha Baron Cohen applies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar. I am spending whatever money it costs to watch that on my Amazon Prime tomorrow, so I'll report back to you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. 100%.
And you often go into hotel rooms with women you just met because you have the best of intentions.
I do it all the time. And real quick, from the Boston Globe, Andy Murphy, better known to Carson as Alexis Rose from Schitt's Creek, is in Boston right now. She's in Brockton filming a new series called Kevin Can Blank Himself. She just can't do a pro show without me having to swear.
Yes.
Swearing is awesome.
David!
The show is set in Worcester, however, they were filming in Hingham with little things around the garbage cans that say Beautify Worcester. So that's happening in and around that area.
She is so good. Their chemistry, the two of them.
Carson, the show's over now. Over now.
Schitt's Creek? I can't believe you even said the name of the show. That's the first time I've ever heard you utter those words.
I've said it a couple times. I just don't like doing it. But it is what it is. So, in any event.
It's a good show, Kenny. You should check it out. You know, you can binge watch it.
If one more person says this to me, seriously, if we're going to go round and round.
Yeah, my girlfriend's trying to get me to watch it, too.
Will you guys drop a text and tell Kennedy how great Schitt's Creek is, please? 617-931-1234.
You don't have to like what I like.
I know that.
And just because like you go and watch it and say, I didn't like it at first, but now I like it, that's fine. No. I've tried, you guys. Mm-hmm.
I surely have.
You know me. I'll watch anything.
Mm-hmm. You say you had a dream about me last night?
Yeah, because you know I was trying to push Succession on you yesterday. I had a dream that you came in this morning and you said that you watched the first 6 episodes. So did you do it? Is it real?
Oh, no. You didn't manifest that.
Dang it.
All right, guys, hey, I finally watched Community after all those years. You were right. It was spectacular.
It's good until about season 5.
Yeah.
And then it takes a turn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Are you tough enough?
Sometimes.
Favorite NKOTB song, Kennedy?
Oh, please don't go girl.
Please. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I think that's my favorite one from NKOTB right there.
It is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Annie?
Probably this one.
Yeah.
I like the little shimmy.
It is a good dance.
Who doesn't like a little shimmy? Oh, yeah, there's Step by Step again. Wow, so many hits, right?
Oh, yeah. They were a force to be reckoned with. Still are, in fact. Still, if concerts were happening, they would still be selling.
Yeah, they were supposed to play Fenway.
They were.
They were supposed to play Fenway. I know. It sucks.
Be back, though. It'll be back, and so will they.
So, Carson and Kennedy, Talk with Famous People, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Arbella Insurance. We actually have an Arbella Insurance fan question coming up. And we talk Broadway musicals with Joey McIntyre.
Okay, I'm in.
And if there will be one, it seems like I may have stumbled into a little piece of interesting news that was not for public consumption
yet.
Let's go. But it starts first with just a simple hello and talking about his new song that he's releasing tomorrow. It's called Own This Town.
Oh, hello.
What's going on?
How are you, Joey? It's good to see you.
You too. You got a nice angle there.
Pretty much the only spot in my house. I have a 9-year-old son who's remote learning, and my wife runs a business out of the house. So this is all I get.
I'm so with you, dude. I got 3 of them at home schooling. So it's like, I mean, I'm running out of backgrounds. You know, I'm doing like, I try to mix it up, but like, I'm like, this is what you got. I'm sorry. This is what you got.
A friend of mine that I live in Charlestown in the city, and he's getting ready to move to Jamaica Plain here, he and his wife. So I thought maybe I could ask you, what's like your fondest memory of growing up in Jamaica Plain, maybe a favorite restaurant or store? What's that one memory that just stands out to you about JP?
I mean, there's a ton of them. I mean, Jamaica Pond is one of the prettiest places in the city. You know, growing up in Jamaica Plain, you know, in the 80s, I mean, it was very boring, you know, before all the cities like exploded, right? It was just like, you know, you just wanted to, but I didn't know how lucky we are. It's like one end of my street had Jamaica Pond, the other end had the Arnold Arboretum, like huge, you know, huge park. But right now it's still the pond, and I would say, you know, that the pizza place there is called the same old place, and you know, but it's gotten packed. I mean, it's really like
Oh, it's still there?
Oh, Single Place is still there, yeah. But I mean, JP overall, I mean, the housing market has exploded, you know, in the last 10 years. So it's a pretty place. And yeah, I just did a video for this new song, and it takes place. I didn't mean it to be like a Valentine to my hometown or Boston, but that's what it turned out to be because I shot it there. It's all Center Street in Jamaica Plain. It's all that's sort of the touchstones of my life.
Oh, that's super. Will the video come out on Friday along with the song?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I think that's amazing. I love that. Yeah. He still, you know, thinks so much of, he wanted to go home for it, I guess.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think he spends a lot of time still here. He has a house on the Cape, and so he's around a lot.
To see scenes in the music video of like a place that we know. You know what I mean? I think that's so cool.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the part where we get into the Broadway musical, but I have to tell you, you know, I'm doing this at the house. I'm set up in my living room. My son's home doing the homeschool, and he's got a friend that's doing it at the same time. So I have two kids in my house, and at some point, he runs behind me. I don't even know what's happening, and Joey, you know, this is what happens.
Just saw the other day that Jagged Little Pill from Alanis Morissette just scored a ton of Tony nominations. And, you know, we've seen David Byrne,
Your son's doing the classic Zoom wave in the background. I love it. Hey, what's up, Blondie? I got a Blondie, too.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I love it.
Hello, at least say hello. Say, this is Joey.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Have you heard of the band New Kids on the Block?
Definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Very good.
And so is there a New Kids on the Block Broadway musical in the works, talks, discussions, anything?
You know, I think we've touched upon that idea along with others. We actually recently met with a very well-known producer who is, you know, the thing is, like anything, you want to kind of turn it on its head. You don't want to just do the chronological, well, this is what happened, and then this song, you know. I kind of had, you know, an idea that it could be seen through the fans, you know what I mean? It's really about the fans and how our music touched them, as opposed to, okay, here's the five guys from Boston and how they made it, because we wouldn't be where we are without what we really feel we have the greatest fans in pop history to be able to be with us and, you know, set us, you know, into the stratosphere 30 years ago, and then also keep us in, you know, playing Fenway Park and in, you know, arenas, you know, 30 years later is really remarkable. So
how did that pitch go?
I didn't pitch that yet, though. I didn't pitch it. I, you know, I've been, you know, I was thinking about it, and I didn't pitch it to them. And I think I did talk to our manager at the time, but it's probably a good time to kind of spend time doing it because there's a little downtime for everybody. So
right.
Maybe you asked that question for a reason.
No, I did not. No. Dumb luck is what that's called, Joey. Dumb luck.
Yeah.
That's going to be the title of your autobiography.
Truly.
Joey McIntyre, here's our Arbella Insurance fan question, Kennedy.
Okay,
speaking of your fans, I have an Arbella Insurance fan question. This is from SpartanMama67 on Instagram, and she says, do you still get recognized? She said she may or may not have taken the train into the city every single weekend as a teenager. So does that still happen to you? Like you're out at a restaurant and fans follow you to where you're going?
The thing is, like, I live, you know, in my adult life, I've lived in New York and L.A. So there's lots of famous people. And you know, it's never been at a Tom Cruise level. It always seems to happen at the perfect time. You know, the hostess at a restaurant and they get me a good table or, you know, get me in and get me tickets for something to a show. So we've been lucky, but I have a pretty normal life when it comes to the, you know, the everyday, you know, comings and goings. So it's not too bad.
One last question before you go. I want to ask you about having the kids at home and learning. Is there a subject that you've helped them with? And is there a subject that you've hurt them with?
Well, my daughter thinks I'm really good at math. I'm just flattered that she wants me to help her because my youngest son thinks I know nothing. And no, dad, no, that's not it, dad. No, I'm fine. you know, so that's what I get from him.
I can hear that.
Right. All right. Last piece of the Joey McIntyre interview from New Kids on the Block. The new song is called Own This Town. This interview actually went for 13 minutes. We have the entire video. We're going to put it up across all of the Mix 104.1 social media platforms. Yeah, this is only about 6 or 7 minutes. So this is only about half of the interview. There's a whole other half in the Zoom video chat that we did. And, you know, I just mentioned to him that we have this feature on the show on Friday mornings where we get very judgy and we're going to feature his song in it.
We do a feature on our show every Friday called The Judgment Zone, where we bring in five new songs.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, we sit around and we get real judgy because, you know, the artist isn't in front of us, so we can say what we want to say.
Well, that's cool because, you know, I didn't know, you know, that's kind of like, there's been a lot of that over the years, but it's cool to see that you guys are still doing that and talking about the music.
You know, it's gone away. I don't think shows do it enough. And, you know, everybody, you know, wants to talk about whatever celebrity or what's going on in their lives. But for us and Mix, we have such a strong relationship to the artists and to the songs and to the fans that we thought it was important once a week to take a look at what's new that's out there. So it's a lot of people love it. They love to hear what's new, you know.
That's great. You know, just hearing you say that makes me okay. Sometimes when you put something on, you're like, oh, man, what are they going to say? But, like, you know, it's all subjective, but I am proud of this record. I think, you know, it's got the writing, the producing, and my vocal is something that I'm really happy with and comfortable with. And the rest is up to you, right? It's all subjective. So who knows? Maybe I'll be in the, I'll make it through the judgment.
Yeah. I'll email you the link on Friday after the show. I'll pass it to you guys.
Sounds good.
All right. Good to see you again, Joey.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Bye.
There we go. Joey McIntyre, Kennedy. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block.
You know, they all are. All five of them. They're like, they get it. And like he said, he goes, we have the best fans in the world. And I really believe that it would be hard-pressed to find a group of fans.
Right.
To stay
consistent over 30 years and still just eat, sleep, breathe, and be on TV.
Yes.
The Blockheads.
Blockheads of it all.
From the 781, it's my birthday. Oh my gosh, this NKOTV vibe is making me feel 10 times better. And from the 774, thank goodness you didn't tell him he would be featured in the Friday free-for-all conversation over.
But
that is from Aaron, the trash guy. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. So the 2020 CMT Awards went down last night. It was hosted by Kane Brown, Ashley McBride, and Sarah Hyland. It took place all around Nashville at locations throughout Nashville and sort of the bigger Middle Tennessee area. And there wasn't a live audience there, but there was a viewing party that featured socially distanced fans in masks, as well as some piped in cheers here and there. I think we're finally getting the hang of these, trying to make them sound live shows and what works and what doesn't.
Sure.
TV screens with people behind you or whatever.
By the time we get to the Grammys, we'll be good to go.
Yes.
Right.
Hopefully we'll be back by then.
I know.
The winner of the night, big winner, was Carrie Underwood, who for the second year in a row took home trophies for Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year, this time for her song, Drinking Alone.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Fans, you guys never cease to amaze me at how hard you work. I've seen you guys throwing like Twitter parties and like doing your thing and voting, and just thank you so much. This one is really all about you guys, especially because we, again, haven't been together, but I feel so loved this evening, so thank you guys so much. Of course, all the winners and nominees tonight, this is something that's so fun for us to be able to visually bring our songs to life. So thank you for all the support and all the fans who have been voting for everybody.
What was so cute is she was like, you know, she didn't dress up at home really. She was just wearing a cute turtleneck sweater, sitting on her nice little couch with the throw pillows.
Yep.
Just like she was sitting at home.
Love it.
Carrie was the only multiple winner of the night. Other winners included Luke Bryant, Gabby Barrett, Dan and Shay, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani. CMT also honored Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles with the inaugural Equal Play Award for her outspokenness and advocacy for women in country music. They showed a recorded piece of her fighting to spotlight female artists under representation, along with testimonials and congratulations from folks like Sheryl Crow, Gabby Barrett, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, and more.
Incredible.
Which is pretty cool. The performances were pretty amazing. The show kicked off with an outdoor performance by Luke Combs, where he joined Brooks and freaking Dunn.
Let's go.
Sam Hunt, haven't heard from him in a bit. Mm-hmm. Shania Twain performed Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under from Switzerland. And then a very sexy performance that looked like it was at the Coyote Ugly from Kelsey Ballerini and Halsey. Is it me? Is it you? Tell me who? Who's the other girl? Who's the first? Who's the fool? Who's the diamond? Who's the pearl? Are you
That's
mad?
Cool.
Me too. And I wander in his world. Is it me? Is it you? Who's the other girl?
I feel like I completely missed this award show. I don't know. Maybe just me personally, because I had other things going on. But
sure
it just seemed like the promo wasn't out there for this. I guess because we just came off the other award show and it was so big and we talked about it even leading up to it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of discussion. Like this one just, to me.
Well, I feel like the CMTs aren't as big as the CMAs.
Right. It just kind of.
CMTs are fan based.
Right. Yeah. I feel like it's not
AMAs versus the Grammys.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't just. Maybe the promo wasn't enough that I
don't know. I follow all these people on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Stuff,
I
saw them post about it. Like, Kelsey Ballerini has been posting about it for weeks. So, like, that's
Yeah, I guess I kind of
go back and check out performances today when you have time. They're
want
really
to.
Good. It really was good.
Do love me some Luke Bryan and Brooks and Dunn.
Indeed. A new season of David Letterman's My Guest Needs No Introduction began yesterday, and the first episode was with Kim Kardashian. I haven't seen it, but I've read quite a bit about it, and she talks a lot about the O.J. Simpson verdict and something she won't even say about it. She talks about both of her fathers, and she talks about the time she was attacked in that French hotel room.
Morning. I hear this, like, stomping up the stairs. And I thought Courtney and my friend Stephanie came home drunk and were being really loud and obnoxious. Mm. And I just yelled for them a few times. I realized they're not responding to me. Immediate panic. The doors open right away and it's policemen. So I thought. They kept on saying, the ring, the ring. So I handed him my ring. And then he grabbed me and I was wearing a robe and I wasn't wearing anything under it.
We all right?
I don't want to ruin my makeup.
She really humanizes herself in this one. I'm not going to lie. Right. Reading about it really hit me in the fields.
It's terrifying. Her kids were in the room.
It's crazy. Nope. So that happened yesterday, so it is on Netflix if you want to watch it. And Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Is it a real royal update?
There's one royal and one not royal. How's that? So, you know, this book that has come out about the brothers.
Yes.
It's just a bunch of whole garbage.
Sure.
And if you'll remember, back right before the lockdown in March, they were in attendance. Both royal couples were in attendance for UK's Commonwealth Day service. And there was one moment in particular between the brothers where it looked really tense.
Yeah.
And so they got themselves a lip reader to see what it was that Prince William was saying to his brother in this greeting. Because they felt like he was saying, I hate you and we're not brothers anymore.
Right.
Would you like to know what he said?
Yes.
Yes.
This whole handshaking thing is weird. We're going to have to put a load of hand gel on it for this.
Scandal! I wish it was the bad lip readers that do like the NFL coaches that are like, yeah, I really want some Chef Boyardee up in this game. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, have you had the double stuffed Oreos? They're delicious.
So it's nice to know that this whole book is full of garbage and they were just talking about something important as opposed to something stupid.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.